The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times your entry in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code HGP to get a 100% deposit match. Hello and welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ryan Gilbert. Joining me tonight is my co-host, Joel Meyer. How are you doing over there in Vancouver, Joel?
Doing okay. Basking in the glory of last night's success. Lost most of the remaining bets I had, but it's all good. I didn't have a lot of hope for most of them. For whatever reason, for the past 5-6 years, all my round two bets, they're mostly shit for whatever reason. I guess it's just because it's more of a shit show after the first round. There's not a lot of intel, and yeah, so one of these days we'll finish strong, but not this year. And yeah, hockey was good today. Canucks, strong performance. We'll get into that. Excited for the weekend. You know, at the yesterday off, I thought I was expecting all these different orders today because I thought today was Thursday because I normally work Thursday. And I recognize all this shit. Like, did that shit come on Wednesday? Like, what are they doing? And then, oh, fuck, it's Friday. That's right. So it's nice. It was, good to have a, it's like, it felt like an early weekend now. Only at the one day of work. And now I get to party hardy.
Yeah, you have Wednesdays off, right? And what, you took Thursday off for the draft? Stare in front of the screen, all the rumors?
Yeah. I mean, that worked out for the most part with the May and getting out of my Terrion Arnold first cornerback bets. Got a good tip towards the end there that it would be Mitchell going first. So yeah, if I was, I wouldn't be able to do that if I was at work. So that alone just paid for probably what I made in my wage in that single day. So it was definitely worth it. Plus, you know, had a blast just following the lines all day long. Like I said before, my ass hurt, but we're all recovered now. Barely slept last night, you know, celebrating and whatnot. But that's probably what I figured. It was fucking Thursday when it was Friday because I had 3 hours of sleep. But ready to go for the weekend. And yeah, we can go full on hockey now. Like for the past week, all I've been thinking about is the draft. And now I can actually focus on what's going on in these games because I realized a lot of the shit that I said yesterday was just flat out wrong. just paying attention to podcasts today, reading up stuff, looking at stats. Ovechkin has been invisible. I said that he was actually good, but no, even Spencer Carberry was calling him out. he's got to be not performing well if the rookie coach is calling out Alexander Ovechkin.
Yeah, there were things last night I meant to say, and I just completely didn't. I wanted to, and I'm going to do it now. All four of tonight's games were on either TBS or TNT. That's the TNT broadcast. They have four somehow great broadcast crews. ESPN blows. ESPN's broadcasts are awful. That's why I didn't watch much of the Hurricanes game last night, because that was on ESPN, and I didn't want to hear John Buchgras and Kevin Weeks talk about just a star player and whatever happened 10 seconds ago. So I had that on the second screen with the TNT game on the main screen with the sound on. So, but yeah, happy tonight's games were on TNT.
I've been saying it for years, or ever since ESPN got the deal for the NHL, that they're bad. Most of them are bad. The commentators, the analysts, and whatever. Like Ray Ferraro was the only good one. Now he barely does anything. Steve Levy is he's in the studio now more often than not. He was actually a decent commentator. Yeah, Buchgras is terrible. I don't know most of their names, but I know their voices, and I know this is gonna be a bad one. It is terrible there. ESPN. Thankfully we have Sportsnet here. I know Talon doesn't like Sportsnet for whatever reason, but generally they are a lot better than the people here on ESPN, the worldwide leader.
Yeah. And I saw Amazon Prime's getting some games up there up north. I think Monday night games next season or something up in Canada.
NHL?
Yeah.
Whoa. I thought Sportsnet had everything except for the local games.
Prime Video to become home of NHL games in Canada.
Huh.
I think just Monday night, but yeah.
They're taking over everything now. Like they took over the Thursday Night Football, I think. Now they're going for the NHL. Man, Amazon cannot be stopped. Fucking Bezos is he's the worldwide leader. He's taking it over. Fucking yeah. Emperor.
Yeah, speaking of Tally, we had questions in the, you know, asking if Tally's alive. I'm also asking if Tally's alive. He's popping up here and there, so I imagine he is under quite a lot of stress here during the series during the Leafs. He's also working, like, I think he's working nights this week, so he's working overnights, and he's all out of it. So, you know, Talon will hopefully be back next week for a full show here. But, you know, just Joel and I here tonight. Make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcasts. If that's on Apple, leave us a 5-star rating and review. Same thing on Spotify. And subscribe on YouTube as well. Leave us a comment and like there. We appreciate all that. Appreciate all the activity in the chat as well. Seems we got someone claiming to be Shark Incognito in there, so love to see that. But yeah, we're just gonna get right into these games. We got 4 games Saturday, 4 games Sunday. All 8 series are in action. 6 of them we have lines out for, because other 2 are in action right now. So we're just gonna go through all of them, touch on the games, touch on the series, and do all that good stuff there. All right, we're going to kick things off here with tomorrow, Saturday, April 27th, the 2 p.m. time slot. We have the Carolina Hurricanes at the New York Islanders. Game itself is on Long Island. Hurricanes are minus 192. Islanders are plus 160. Over-under is set at 5.5. Overpaying off minus 105 with the under at minus 115. Jolie, take us the one away here.
Right, we mentioned that the Islanders were you know, emotionally dead after blowing that 3-0 lead, especially the 2 late goals there in game 2 and then game 3. They were again outplayed by the Hurricanes for the most part. Sorokin didn't really help the cause. I can understand the move to Goedem, though, try to jumpstart the team somehow, because what they were doing already wasn't working. Like, I would say the Islanders probably deserved to win game 1. And even though game 2 they should have won, because they were up with that massive lead. But that's not how it works. I think Patrick Waugh said the same thing. And minus 160 or so for the game 3. Hurricanes took care of no problem. Now we're paying a lot more of a tax here, minus 190 with the Hurricanes, because the Islanders are a dead team walking. Of course, the market knows that the Islanders are despondent. It's very hard to rally behind and then win a tough playoff game when you're down 3-0. Like, your mentality is just, okay, what do we do? Like, we're not going to win the series. Let's just go the fucking golf course. The guys are not in the best mental state. I don't think the Islanders win this game, even at home here. Maybe one final push, but I don't see it happening. So I would do the puck line minus 1.5. Just play the Hurricanes. Same kind of thing gonna happen, I think, with the Denver Nuggets against the Lakers tomorrow. Bet the Nuggets versus the Lakers, with the Lakers being down in their own series 3-0. And I hear that LeBron is gonna be, you know, he's gonna pull off his own whiny shit. Like, he's not gonna be playing as well as he did in the first couple games, at least. So yeah, Nuggets tomorrow for sure. Hurricanes here, minus 1.5 would be the look. Over 5.5, I guess we're going back to Varlamov. After the Sorokin's experiment did not work out, and yeah, that's probably better for the under, but still, I could see some goals here, especially with the Islanders pulling the goalie late, backs against the wall, they're down a goal. Wall will be pulling them extra early, so we could see like a 4-2 empty netter. Lean to the over, lean to the Hurricanes on the puck line though.
Yeah, pretty much agree with all that. Took the words out of my mouth. Definitely like the over 5.5, minus 105. Patrick Waugh will pour the goalie early, especially if they're down by 2. If it's like even if it's a 3-1 game, I could see it getting to a 4-2 game, a 5-2 game even. So over 5.5, minus 105. Similar thing on the puck line. Minus 1.5 is plus 150. Minus 2.5 is plus 280. I could see that coming through if the Canes just, you know, pour it on and the Islanders are out of it. But yeah, this is the Canes game to lose here. I think minus 192 is getting a bit steep. So if I had to bet aside, I would take the Islanders, you know, just to get one win here at home. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the offseason with Sorokin and Varlamov with Waugh behind the bench, because he seems to like his guy. And I don't know if Sorokin's going to be disgruntled with how he was used, kind of worn down, and then he definitely didn't have it last night in that game. He gave a few weak goals, but he's still the superior goaltender, and they should stick with him long term. But I don't know what the contract situation is there. But yeah,
well, he just signed a long deal, didn't he?
I think so. Yeah, I'm gonna pull up Cap Friendly real quick. I'm pretty sure he's there for a while. And Watt signed for a few years, right behind the bench.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
you know, yeah, Sorokin's there through 32 and Varlamov's there through 27. So they could just go with a tandem as most teams are doing.
Oh yeah. They'll go with Sorokin to start the year for sure. And yeah, but it's not Waugh's fault that Sorokin's playing badly though. I mean, he was not any better under Lambert, and yeah, Waugh improved the defensive system. So yeah, it's not a Waugh Sorokin dynamic. I think Sorokin's just had a tough year. Hopefully he bounces back next year. Yeah, hopefully they get some better defenders there. They're all kind of aging, but you know, knowing Lou, he probably gave them all like 5-6 year contracts, so there might not be a lot of flexibility there in the off season. But that's something to get into in the off season, or when the Islanders get bounced, maybe we could touch on it.
Yeah, I'd like some props for this game, of course. Kyle Palmieri has been good for the Islanders. He's +215 to get an assist, +250 to score a goal. I split a unit between those two. Palmieri over 2.5 shots, -115. He's been hitting that pretty consistently. And on the Kane side, Aho goal at +180 and Svechnikov assist at +138.
And you can actually, there's certain books that you bet will there be an empty net goal in this game. Mm-hmm. So if it's the same price as other books, then maybe have a look at that.
All right, go down to the 5 p.m. time slot here. We got the Florida Panthers at the Tampa Bay Lightning. The game itself is in Tampa Bay. Lightning are +105. Panthers are -125 as they go for the sweep. Over-under is at 6, overpaying off -122. The under is at +102 here. I think the Panthers should just get this done. I think the Lightning, this is the end of their dynasty. They're very too... They're top heavy. Vasilevsky is playing well, but he's getting outdueled by Bobrovsky and Net. So, you know, -125 seems like a low line. I'm riding my Panthers to sweep. I took it +270, I think, after game two. So that's what I'm going with there. Could see the over 6 here, -122. Not going to play that, though. It's just a lean because I could see it opening up a little bit. Some props I got. Stamkos goal. He's been good. You see him block the empty net attempt by Tarasenko last night?
I did not know.
Oh, it was a great play. This could be his last game as a Tampa Bay Lightning too. He's got a free agent in the summer. So Stamkos goal. Vasilevsky over 2.5 goals against -166 with the Panthers team total over 2.5 much higher. Kucherov assist, of course, and then on the Panthers side, Verhaeghe goal, Reinhardt goal, Kachuk shots, and Reinhardt shots.
Sounds like you like the over then.
Yeah,
quite a bit there if you like all that stuff. Yeah, I'm right there with you again. You're paying a bit more of a tax with the 3-0 possibility of a sweep. Lightning are except I think the Lightning culture would maybe have a few guys rallying more. I mean, what did John Cooper say in his pressers? Like, I forget, but did you hear that? He was saying something like, fuck, man.
All I saw was his great tribute to Bob Cole, who I forgot to bring up last.
Yeah, time. He did bring that. Nice, yeah. I should have mentioned that last night too. Bob Cole, a legendary commentator, lost his fastball the last few years, but whatever, he was brilliant. He a lot of childhood memories. Hockey Night in Canada in the 90s, he had he was brilliant, one of the best to ever do it, possibly the best hockey commentator. And yeah, well, we're getting a lot of emotional stories about him lately, which is all good to hear. But yeah, Cooper was saying basically like that there was a if you don't think we can win, don't show up. It was something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Lightning have a better chance of rallying than the Islanders do, given their pedigree and whatnot. But still, the Panthers are outplaying them 5-on-5. The Lightning are better on the power play, of course. That's where they're getting opportunities, penalty kill. But the Panthers, they're just relentless. Even without Sam Bennett, Verhaeghe steps right in there with more minutes. And, the guys just rally around their fallen guy. And I think that this will go the same way with the Panthers dominating 5-5 play and then just out-muscling the Lightning, who are weak defensively. Like, whenever Hedman is off the ice, it's one-way traffic for the most part, because Lightning have no defensive depth. Dumbo, I don't think, was a great pickup there. He's been bad again. So yeah, Panthers here all the way. I guess I'll lean to the over, but no strong feelings there. I guess I'll support you in that respect, but definitely like the Panthers to finish the job here.
Yeah, like I could see the Lightning culture like showing up and putting up a good fight, but then I looked at the head-to-head meetings, and since the start of 2023, the Panthers are 7-1 against the Lightning, goal differential of 37-18. And the one Lightning win was that game where they got outshot 50-16 and Vasilevsky just stood on his head. So that's going to be the only way they can win tomorrow.
The Lightning swept the Panthers too, right? 3 or 4 years ago. So it could be some vengeance here.
Yeah. Speaking of Panthers, Conn Smythe. Apparently, Conn Smythe, good time to get in on anyone there. Tkachuk is 18-1. Bobrovsky's 16-1. I don't think Bob would get it, though. Barkov 30-1, but I think for Hagee at 35-1 is the best bet right now.
Right. I think the Panthers are the likeliest team to win the Cup. So naturally, you want to look towards Panthers players if you feel the same as I do. But so far, I haven't made any bets. I'm looking at Tkachuk. Probably bet him tomorrow. I'll shop around. I think that's going to be my one Conn Smythe bet for the next little bit until someone pops off, or wait till the second round, see where the market's at. But yeah, definitely Matthew Tkachuk, I think, he had another 2 goals in the last one. So why not back that guy? Absolute machine. Not the best year for him, but he's showing up at the right time. That's what you want from your best player. So yeah, I love Matthew Tkachuk to win it at, like, I don't know, 15-1 or better.
Yeah, I do think Reinhardt's kind of getting disrespect at 55-1, but he only has, I think, 2 or 3 goals, no assists. But like Marchessault was a guy who only had goals, I'm pretty sure, not as many assists when he got it. So, but then you're spreading yourself too thin. So probably pick one or two to focus in on there.
The chat is going nuts right now.
chat's going off. Subscribe on YouTube, Hack and Gimmick Podcast. Oh, get in.
Friday there. Night, nearly midnight in the East Coast.
Yeah. All right. We are brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. You play their pick'em game, select higher or lower on player stats like shots on goal, assists, points, goals allowed, and more. You can make entries of just hockey or mix and match across your other favorite sports to win up to 100 times your money. They're available in 30-plus states and just launched Champions, their player versus player format, in Florida. Check out underdogfantasy.com and use promo code HGP to double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code HGP. All right, going down to the 8 p.m. time slot here. We got the Boston Bruins at the Toronto Maple Leafs. Game itself is in Toronto. Maple Leafs are -115. Bruins are -105. Over-under is at 6. Overpaying off +102. The under at -122. Jolie, what do you got for this one?
Do we know who's playing goal yet for the Bruins? Has it been...
It has to be Swayman, right?
I think they're going back to Allmark. That'd be my suspicion. I think it should be Swayman, but they got to process whatever, they're sticking to it. And maybe the reason why Swayman is so good is because he's gotten these days off. I don't know. I mean, it's working. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Is that the same? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I know Allmark lost that the game too, but it wasn't his fault. And Swayman has been elite when coming in. I know I said he's ride the hot hand, but whatever. Bruins, they know more than I do, I guess. I heard a lot of people are saying, go to Swayman, but I don't know. I would rather trust in Jack Adams winner, Jim Montgomery, last year. So he knows what he's doing, I presume. Anyway, I would rather have Swayman. If it's Allmark, I'd be less confident in the Bruins. But, even still, Maple Leafs getting Nylander back from his concussion, migraine shit, whatever he's suffering through. So he's going to be stepping into a tough series here. You know, the Bruins are going to be, low-key targeting him. Maybe not deliberately, or maybe not, obviously. But they're definitely going to be, making sure that he feels the pain. which is problematic, I guess. Matthews was not great in game three. He was awesome in the first two games. A little quiet in game three.
Maybe did you see the thing that he had may have had food poisoning before that game or was battling an illness before game three? Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that explains a lot because he only had three shots on
goal. What the fuck is with the Leafs and they're they get sick?
Usually they get sick and get better though during the regular
season. That's true. That's how it worked this year for the most part. But yeah. Main place in their illnesses. I mean, I want the Bruins to win a lot, but I just can't bet them in this game with the Leafs backs against the wall. You can't go down 3-1 going back to Boston. You're going to get the best effort from the Leafs here. They're going to be blocking shots like madmen, going to the corners, doing all the hard stuff. I saw Labushkin actually. I think he's going to miss this game. All right, he had some issue, is what I.
It's like a personal matter, is according to what.
Oh yeah, no, he's a paternity leave or something like his wife's about to have a kid. It seems like everyone's having a kid these days. We got a Scottie Scheffler and a bunch of other guys.
Bryce Harper just had a kid and hit a home run. You got the baby bump.
Right, you got all the summer fuckers. This is when they start popping out, right, in the spring. Lean to the Bruins, I guess, but I'm not betting that for sure. I just hope they win. It should be. This is a do-or-die game for the Leafs. Like I said, you can't go back to Boston. And the Boston Bruins, they just suffered a 3-1 collapse against the Panthers. So if they go 3-1 up, they're going to be thinking they got to fucking dial down, that nothing's taken for granted. They can't think, oh, we lose this one, we'll win the next one. No, they're going to be going all out if they're up 3-1. So from that aspect, the Leafs have to win this game, I think. If they lose this game, if it's done. I think we'll get the best effort from the Leafs, but I can't bet it because the Bruins have been, they have their number. Like, the Leafs have won one game against them the past 9 games now. And yeah, Allmark is not the issue. So lean to the Bruins, lean to the under 6. Like it better with Swayman, obviously, but Samsonov has been good, much better than he was for most of the regular season anyway. And Bruins defense stepping up big as usual. So lean to the under, lean to the Bruins, but I'm definitely not betting this game. Just going to be supporting Talon's enemy.
Yeah, I'm probably not betting this game either. If the Leafs get maybe down to a pick 'em or better, I might, but I still have some Leafs series after they went down 1-0. I'm up at 2-1. I think they bounce back here in game four. Matthews should be feeling better. Nylander's back out there. That's definitely two big pieces. I know I saw Sheldon Keefe was trying to get Mitch Marner going there in game three. Didn't really work, but we'll see maybe if that's better with Nylander in there and Matthews feeling a bit better. No strong feeling on the total. Probably slightly into the under 6 at -122. But if the Leafs win, they could just open things up. That definitely does tend towards the over there with the Leafs winning. There was some props here, of course. Well, Austin Matthews shots over 4.5. He had food poisoning in the last game. He's going to be going back at it. Ladder that up probably 8 or 9 if your book offers it. Take a Nylander to score a goal too at +200. Get back in the lineup and get on the board. Max Domi over 1.5 shots. He's hit that in both of the first two games so far, -166. Hampus Lindholm has been good, over 1.5 block shots, -130. And then Pasta assist at even money there. Did you see that these coaches? Jim Montgomery complained about having too much time in Toronto, like there's an extra off day, so they had to stay, get a hotel Saturday night, and they're not traveling until Sunday. And then Sheldon Keefe was complaining about how Brad Marchand is elite at not getting penalty calls. So that's another reason I lean to the Leafs here. I think they could finally get penalties called their way, but they got that in game three. They were 0-for-5 and the Bruins were 2-for-3 on the power play. So
yeah, don't blame the refs for your shitty power play. No, I only heard the Keefe comments. I didn't know about anything about that Montgomery quote. That's interesting.
The ESPN broadcast has been harping on that.
They want the Saturday night game. That's why, right? The hockey night in Canada, Bruins Leafs, naturally. Yeah.
All right, going down to the 10:30 p.m. time slot, the final game on the docket on Saturday. We have the Dallas Stars at the Vegas Golden Knights. Game itself is in Vegas. Golden Knights are -118. Stars are -102. Over-unders at 5.5, overpaying off -125 with the under at +105 here. I don't know what's going on in a lot of these Western series. I don't know how to bet the Preds, Canucks. I don't really know how to bet this series right now. I think for this game, you have to take the Stars there around even money. They've been the better team, but it just seems like Vegas gets into the playoffs and turns it on, and their defense just turns it up. They got, you know, Alec Martinez back now, Shea Theodore up there, Hannah Finn, Petrangelo. I mean, they have six great defensemen, and that's what wins in the playoffs. Logan Thompson was good in game two after a shaky third period in game one. But I don't know. I think Dallas just goes all out here. Ottinger was better in game two as well. So I would lean that way, minus 102. But like, if you like the Stars in the game, maybe just take them in the series. That would be plus 375. I would definitely do that if I wasn't already so invested in Stars for the conference and for the cup. And I'm, you know what, I might do it for a small play there at plus 375. I think they can bounce back. Ottinger has shown that he can get it done in net. They just need to get some scoring going, which I think they can, with the depth they have. So lean to the Stars here around even money. Probably under 5.5, plus 105, but not going to bet the total.
Do I have to talk about this game? I'm really tired of talking about both these teams. This is certainly the most disappointing series so far these playoffs, from my perspective anyway. Yeah, the Golden Knights just continue to elevate their game in the playoffs. They defy their regular season performances. I mean, to be fair, like looking back, they were actually 21-17. I read against playoff teams in the regular season. I guess they just took a lot of nights off against the bad teams, because whenever I watched them play, I mean, most of the time they were terrible. I mean, I thought the best game they played was when I locked them up. They were my dog against the Leafs when it was the game in Toronto. They were absolutely outstanding in that one. So that could have been the sign that yes, this team does have a higher level to get to. And we're seeing it against the Stars. I mean, they were all played thoroughly in game one, but game two, I thought the Knights were the better team. Ottinger was the, you know, Jekyll and Hyde here. Like all season long, he's great Ottinger, bad Ottinger, great Ottinger, bad Ottinger. Well, we got that in game one versus game two, Jekyll and Hyde. But if we get to game two Ottinger, I think I'd still like the Stars here. This is certain, you know, you talk about the other ones, 3-0. Those ones are pretty much done, but this one, they still have a chance. If they get one of these games in Vegas, come back home, win that one, then it's a two-game series, and the Stars have a chance. So this is a must-win, I think. You go down 3-0, fourth game in Vegas, it's going to be tough. So Stars here is a small dog. I that's the only way I'd look, but again, disclaimer, I've been wrong about the Stars, been wrong about the Golden Knights all season long, so I don't know shit. But for what I do know, I would still look at the Stars. The over 5.5 would be my guess, because you know we got good odds your last game, and Jekyll and Hyde, we're gonna get bad odds in this one. I don't know. No idea about the total. But I would back the Stars if I wasn't doubting myself so strongly. I'm cheering for the Stars. Like you said, I got enough of them in other stuff, so I'm not doubling down or anything. In fact, I'm looking at ways to get out of it and find ways to get some Golden Knights stuff. Like I mentioned the other show, the Knights Panthers matchup is looking pretty cool. Like I said, I need Scheffler to start playing again, because I need to start parlaying with the Golden Knights, because that's working out so far.
Yeah, Knights now are 7-8-1 to win the cup. I'm sure it'll get maybe even 6 if they win this one. And, you know, that's when you look at Conn Smythe. Eichel, 25-1. Marchessault, again, he's at 40-1. Those are the two I think I would target there. Yeah, the Golden Knights defensive pairs, Hanifin, Petrangelo, McNabb, Theodore, and then Martinez, Whitecloud. That's just three stud pairs right there. Quick props here. Eichel goal, Eichel assist. He's been great on the top line there with Jonathan Marchessault. Also Marchessault goal. I have to imagine one of those will hit to get some profit out of that. I also have, let me pull it up here if this will load. What else I got? I have Shea Theodore over 2.5 shots, plus 140. That's been hidden recently. Tanev over 2.5 block shots, minus 125. Heiskanen, whatever you pronounce it, over 1.5.
Heiskanen.
Niskanen, minus 125. Eichel shots over 3.5, minus 105. And then Hanifin point, plus 105. He's been good on that power play unit for Vegas.
Yeah, that's not how you actually pronounce the name. I just like to dramatize it. It's really Heskinen, I think, is the proper Finnish way. Heskinen.
I only think that's one of the ways I said Heskinen. I'll add it. Like the Hess truck. So.
I'm not fluent in Finnish, but I believe that's correct.
All right. We're also brought to you by the football contest proxy. Thinking of entering the Circa Survivor or Circa Millions contest, but don't live in Nevada? No problem. It's very easy to hire a proxy to submit the picks for you each week for your chance to win millions. Sign up in Las Vegas and then just submit picks to your proxy. And we've partnered up with the gold standard of proxies over at footballcontestproxy.com. Plus, if you use promo code SGP at checkout, you'll save $50 off the proxy fees. That's right. Just go to footballcontestproxy.com. That's footballcontestproxy.com. Promo code SGP to get $50 off. All right, we're going to move over to these Sunday games here. I got four more games on Sunday. For the early game, 2:30, Jets at the Avalanche. No odds out for that one yet, with the Jets leading the Avalanche 2-1 early in the third period there. I'm eyeing up a potential Avs live or overtime live bet there if you guys want to hop on board with that. And then at the 5 p.m. time slot on Sunday, we have the Vancouver Canucks at the Nashville Predators. Game itself is in Smashville. Predators are minus 125. Canucks are plus 105. Over-under is at 5.5. Overpaying off minus 115 with the under at minus 105. Joel, talk to me about your Canucks here. I have no idea what to make of them.
Yeah, this is an interesting series. The game two, I thought the Canucks were actually the better team. That's one of the things I got wrong when I was talking last night. But the Canucks were the better team in that one. Predators were just shot blocking maniacs. And I loved Matt. You know how much a hard on I have for Andrew Burnett. It just grew even bigger, even harder. When he, you know, that quote in his presser, what I'm talking about, he's like, "Our team is committed to pain." That is a pure playoff mentality that you need to have, man. Barry Trotz, Andrew Burnett in the same organization there. I'm becoming a low-key Preds fan. It's too bad they're playing the Canucks here. But, yeah, and they showed that with the shot blocking. And you know what? The Canucks responded in kind. They were outplayed in this one, but they showed the will, the determination to block all these shots. Like, they made so many key defensive plays, especially towards the end of this game. I didn't see the first period, but the latter two periods I did. And yeah, DeSmith was awesome too. He made the saves he had to make, and he made some saves that, you know, maybe Demko might not have been saved. So the Canucks, they didn't get a lot from their offense. Once again, that's been a recurring issue. And their power play is continuing to struggle. I don't think they have any opportunities today, but still an issue. And yeah, the bigger one is just generating 5-on-5 offense for this team. Same thing for both teams, really, in this series, because the Canucks are so good defensively. They're kind of canceling each other out. So these unders have been very good. Oh, yes. Let's go Avs. Is that Mac?
Tie game?
Tie game. It is.
Just put a live bet on him.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. This one, I think I would lean towards the under. And the Predators here, they need to win this game. Another one, like these pivotal fourth games when a team's up 2-1, you need to win it. You don't want to go down 3-1 going to Vancouver. So you're going to get another excellent performance from the Preds here, I believe. That's the way I would lean. Two great games from DeSmith. Maybe he goes for three in a row. I mean, his only playoff game before, like, you remember the spicy pork and broccoli game? That was DeSmith's only playoff game before before this season. And he was 48 of 51 shots, I was told. So he was great in that one as well. So apparently he can elevate his game in the playoffs. So we'll see if that continues. Hopefully it does, at least till Demko gets back. I mean, I'm hearing that he could be out for just another week. I'm hearing he could be out with an ACL till next season. So there's all kinds of rumors going around about Thatcher Demko, what his injury is. But for now, for this game, lean to the Preds. I like the under 5.5, though, a little bit more. So this is tomorrow, too?
No, this is Sunday. This is Sunday.
Yeah. On the screen, it says tomorrow. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's tomorrow Eastern time now.
That makes sense. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? They played today. Like, they got the Bruins waiting around 2 days. They got the Canucks playing back to back. All right. Yeah. Eastern time. Yeah. Like I said, under 5.5 would be the only thing I would look to in this one.
Yeah. I agree with all that. I like the Preds here, -125. I think this is going to be a zigzag series, at least through this game here. And yeah, love the under 5.5, -105. There were only 2.1 expected goals at 5-on-5 tonight, and 3.4 overall. The Predators' power play has just been putrid. 0-for-5 tonight, including a 5-on-3 for about 20 seconds. 0-for-4 in game 2. 1-for-4 in game 1. So 1-for-13 there. Not very good.
They had a half a minute on a 5-on-3 too, right?
Yeah. And the 5-on-3 there. Ryan O'Reilly had a few chances in front, could not get it. I think he hit one off of Ian Cole's helmet or visor there and something when he was laying down. So just unlucky there. Got one late, but not many shots on goal in this game. 30-12 with Nashville getting a lot there in the third period when the Canucks were kind of in a turtle a little bit. But yeah, 30-12, 18-16 the game before. So not going to be a lot of offense. Tight checking. Love the under 5.5. I don't know if you can alt under a 4.5, but like, I wouldn't be surprised to see a 2-1 type of game here.
Of course you can.
Yeah, no, I know you can, but I'm not sure if it's worth it. Not sure what the odds would be there. So yeah, like the Preds -125, like the under 5.5, -105. Could finally see an overtime game in this series that today almost tonight.
Been once today, like it was an insane little frenzy towards the end of this one where I thought the Preds for sure were going to tie. They had a couple great chances. Yeah, if we could have got our 3-2 bet home, if we actually bet it, but I'm not betting this stuff personally, just full transparency. I don't bet a lot of this stuff. I'm just writing out the features once again. But yeah, at least for the show's sake, for anyone tailing our random playoff leans here.
All right. Any thoughts on this series here? Let me see if there's any updated odds here. Canucks -255, Predators +225, +150 7 games, +164 6 games.
Casey DeSmith, Conn Smythe.
Casey, can we look at Casey DeSmith?
If he keeps this up, what are his odds at?
180 to 1.
All right, that's probably a better bet than Hughes at this point. Hughes is what, 35-40 to 1 now? So that's why 50, he had another assist.
35 to 1 at DraftKings, 50 to 1 at 35 to 1 at FanDuel, 50 to 1 at DraftKings.
Yeah, the Hughes and the Smith. Those are both decent looks. If you think the Smith can keep it up, once again, I'm not playing them myself. Not yet. I need to see a little bit more, but. Yeah, that could easily fall if the Smith keeps doing this keeps it up.
Yeah, I don't trust the Canucks long term though. It's that side of the bracket's gonna be interesting because the Oilers could just go right through it.
I bet the Oilers the Western Conference a few days ago because I thought that the Predators would be advanced, but now that the Canucks are up 2-1 and the Canucks have the Oilers number, all of a sudden the Canucks are live to make the conference finals. So look out for them Canucks once again if DeSmith keeps it up and doesn't he doesn't have old spicy pork and broccoli behind him now. Arthur Seelovs, though, to be fair, he's actually he's been pretty good too in his call-up.
Did that final meeting between the Canucks and Oilers mean anything on April 13th? Because the first three ones were in like the first...
That was for the division.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. Basically, I mean, if the Oilers needed to win that one to, I think they would have been within 1 point of the game in hand, something like that.
All right, but the Canucks won that one 3-1 in Edmonton. Because the other three, two of them were the first two games of the season when the Canucks were just on fire. And then one of them was that the Heritage Classic? Was that Canucks Oilers?
I don't think so.
I think it was Oilers Flames, but that was also back in November.
Yeah, but they also beat them 8-1. Camp or something.
All right, going down to the other game with odds here. We got the 8 p.m. time slot, the New York Rangers at the Washington Capitals. Game itself is in D.C. Capitals are +160. Rangers are -192. Over under is at 5.5, overpaying off -105 with the under at -115 here. Once again, you know, Rangers have not impressed me much. 4-1, 4-3, 3-1 wins here against the Capitals. Capitals first scored the first goal, allowed a goal a minute later for the Rangers to tie it, and the Rangers kept pouring it on.
3-2 Avs.
3-2 Avs, all right. Yeah, Caps power play tonight, 0-6, Rangers 1-4. These are the odds I was kind of looking for more for this game three, so maybe I will take the Capitals at plus 160 here, or if that somehow gets better across the board, plus 170. I think they're due to win one of these. I don't know if they're going to go out, but maybe they just kind of ran out of gas there late in the regular season. They did need the Flyers to pull their goalie to make it in. So love the under, though. Under 5.5, minus 115. Shesterkin's been great, even though his Carlson goal was kind of leaky there. But what Rangers haven't been scoring too much either. So under 5.5, minus 115 would be my play for this one.
Sharkeen Cognito, which is ironically the most obvious shark account, is asking, wasn't the spicy pork and broccoli Louis Domingue? Yeah, that's my point. He doesn't have spicy pork and broccoli backing him up now. He's got Artur Sylovs. I'm not saying that DeSmith is the pork boy. Yeah, this one is interesting because the line is the same as the Hurricanes Islanders, whereas I think the Rangers are likelier to win than the Hurricanes. The Capitals have been shit. They're not as good of a team as Islanders. And I don't know. I think the Hurricanes are a better team than the Rangers, but in the playoffs, it's more or less even. And I still fancy the Hurricanes a little bit, but still, minus 192. I think that's a better bet than the Hurricanes minus 192, just given the difference between the Capitals and the Islanders and their team quality. And yeah, like their goaltending has not been nearly as good as it was in the regular season. So yeah, I love the Rangers here. Although the puck line, strangely, I think that was high. That was longer for the Hurricanes, if I remember. Mm-hmm. It was plus 150, yeah. Right? Now it's plus 140, even though the money line's the same.
Probably because the Islanders love overtime, so the odds makers are probably fucking at it.
But then there's the Patrick Webb pulling the goalie thing early, too. Yeah. So, but that's interesting. I would still like the Rangers puck line here. Rangers money line. I think they finish it out. Capitals are done. They never should have been in the fucking playoffs to begin with. That's why I fucking hammered the minus 450 and like 10 different things. It's Rangers are going to finish it out here, I believe. I mean, they haven't been great in this series. So I don't think the Hurricanes have been either, really, except for maybe game two. But yeah, the Rangers here, they should get it done. Much better team than the Capitals. Like, I mean, I wish it was like the Penguins or something. The Penguins would at least win a game. Maybe even the Red Wings. Maybe not. But yeah, give me the Rangers here all day long. Minus 1.5, over 5.5, minus 105, kind of cheap. And money line if you want to lay the juice. But yeah, I think we're going to see two sweeps from the two winners of the Turtle Derby in the Islanders and the Capitals.
Yeah. Both of these teams, Rangers and Hurricanes, could be in for a rude awakening in round two after having two easy opponents here in the first round. So.
Rude awakening. They're playing each other.
Well, yeah, they're playing each other, but they didn't really get to ramp up in the first round because they played such shit teams.
Right, but there's no advantage for them because they both put the same thing.
No, there's no advantage, but it's just a much more intense matchup.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Any thoughts on
shout out to Skydiver, another Discord legend, OG from the Slack. Fuck the Pens. This guy does not relent. I think he hates Sidney Crosby more than I hate, I don't know, Leah Hextall or Cassie Campbell-Pascal. Although, no, nobody tops Cassie Campbell-Pascal, my hate for her. Kelly Rudy, too. But yeah, shout out to Sky in the chat. Nick Wine. Funny name. I rather have the Pens than the Capitals, okay? Like, the Pens are much better, so that would be a much more competitive series. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like they at least have Crosby would show up, other than Ovechkin didn't. I'm close. Okay. Any thoughts on the other two games that we don't have odds for yet? Jets, Avs, Oilers, Kings.
Oilers winning what, 4-1 now? Last I saw. Could see a closer game, game four. Another case of that 2-1 team giving them the best effort. I don't know. Have to see the odds. If it's like today though, I would take the Oilers. In terms of the price, because actually you'll probably see a better price than others for game four, given the desperation angle, the tax you have to pay there, like the zigzag and all that shit. This Avs game, I mean, it really depends on the injuries. I saw Josh Manson go down. Taves got hammered. Somebody else I saw leave the locker room. So the Avs could be hurting bad here. We have to revisit the injury situation before dissecting game four. But
did Gerard play tonight, or is he out still?
I haven't seen him, so I assume he's still out. So yeah, the Avs are hurting. And yeah, we'll have to wait.
Gerard's
and see
back. Gerard played tonight. He's in.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so small, I can't even see him.
he's like Archer out there.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
There we go. 4-2. Let's fucking go.
Right. Anything else here before we go watch the end of this game?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Make sure you're subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also on YouTube. Chat was lit tonight. Make sure you get in the chat there. Have a good time there. Follow us on Twitter at HockeySGPN as well. And yeah, we'll be back likely Monday night. Hopefully Talon will be joining us. I think the Leafs probably play Monday. No Leafs Monday, Leafs on Tuesday. So maybe we'll have a good show Monday. Either way, yeah, subscribe to YouTube. We'll have our shows scheduled out there. And we'll know when we are going live.
What are the odds he shows up if the Bruins are 3-1?
Oh, zero. Unless he's just like, he's like, it's over. I don't care. It's just, he's going to eulogize if the Leafs down
there. Yeah. Yeah. I think it was something like that last year with the Panthers.
Yeah. All right. I am Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at rgilbertslp.
I'm Joel Meyer. You'll find me betting the motherfucking Denver Nuggets, baby. Let's fucking go.
See ya.